Growing season rains are critical to crop performance, but when moisture is scarce, plants rely on water stored in the soil. Years of no-till, coupled with soil health practices such as crop diversity, livestock integration, and residue maintenance, create opportunities for moisture to infiltrate where it can be used when crops need it. Frankfort area grower Brian Johnson.
When people go out and do a tillage pass, they can create a compaction layer and prevents the rain from soaking in the soil. And so that's, I think, the biggest difference between tillage and no-till is allowing for that water to soak in and be stored for later.
The Johnson Farm turned to no-till in 1986 to conserve moisture and protect against weather extremes. Over the years, additional practices were added, contributing to healthier soils. In 2021 and 22, Johnson reports growing season rains averaged about 6 inches on his farm, but the resilience of his system buffers fields from weather extremes.
It's turned out to be a great way to insulate ourselves from, I guess, Mother Nature's extremes, because for how it's worked out here lately is with the dry conditions that we seem to be getting more often, we can manage to grow a pretty decent crop through these drought conditions and absorb whatever rain we get in the fall and the spring and hang on then during the summer.
Johnson's soybean yields are turning out better than expected, averaging right at and slightly above his APH numbers. Corn harvest is just beginning, but he's optimistic there as well. Johnson encourages farmers to adopt no-till practices and the principles of soil health, creating opportunities to enhance soil resilience and productivity. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition.